me, thy light of love to guide me, for I am bearing the cross to win the crown. Often my soul is burdened heavy with care and trouble. Satan oft tries to turn me round, but I'll keep walking in the straight narrow way. Bearing the cross to win the crown. Bearing the cross, bearing the cross, bearing the cross to win the crown. I need thy light of love to guide me around, for I am bearing the cross to win the crown. Must Jesus bear the cross and let us go free until the Son of Life goes down? Know there's a cross for you and there's one for me. I am bearing the cross to win the crown.
To win the crown. Amen. Let the church of God say amen. First of all, I just want to say good evening. Thank Brother Molden for those fine songs, but it almost caused me to go hoarse. So you got to bear with me. Also want to start out and say, if you wasn't here this morning, that's all I got to say. You weren't here this morning, you missed an awesome, wonderful, well thought out, all the adjectives I can use, sermon by Brother John Bush from the Pocahontas congregation by the towns of Hoodat and Frog Pond, I believe. You know, he did so well, I just thought, you know, I was thinking, I said, you know, what if I just go back there and start playing this sermon for this evening? But I said, the elders might not appreciate that. But that brother did a fine job, didn't he? You know, once again, God has allowed us to come together where we can worship him in spirit and in truth without the fear of persecution. And within the safety of these walls, you know, some parts of the world, we will be hated or even be killed for being a follower of Jesus the Christ. So we should be very grateful to live in a country where we have the freedom to worship our Lord and Savior and not take it for granted, amen. You know, sometimes I believe that we just need to stop. Stop and thank God for all the blessings that he blesses with. I think we touched a little bit on that this morning. You know, he does so much for us. He gives us mercy when we don't deserve it. He protects us while we are sleeping and unaware of what's going on around us. He keeps on forgiving us over and over again when we fall to sin. Now, I don't know about you, but that's the God that I serve, a wonderful God. And we should always acknowledge him and give him thanks because he does so much on our behalf. And if you don't know God as you should. I just hope that something might be said tonight to encourage you to want to know more about him. Also, I'd like to take this time to thank each of you for being here. Also, for our visitors. You know, I invited a couple of people, and some of my people I invited are here tonight. So I thank them for coming out. But over the last couple of weeks, I, as well as Brother Vashon Daniel, we do appreciate all the support that you guys have been showing us with our efforts to teach God's word each Sunday evening. You know, sometimes when the main preacher is out, Brother Z, some members like to use that time as free time or time off, but not my Heart Street members. Y'all are here. We don't do that. But seriously, I just want us to realize that any time that the church doors are open for worship, God expects his children to come and worship him, if all possible. Now, let's move on into our lesson. If you have your Bibles, please turn to the scripture passage coming from the book of James. Chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 22. Yeah, the page is turning, that's all right. We have it? Amen. The Bible says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth of what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man should be blessed in his deeds." I'd like to talk to you this evening, just for a few minutes, with the subject entitled, "Which Are You? A Doer of the Word or a Hearer Only?" I'd like to start out by talking about our responsibility as being Christians or children of God. Although a lot of us may be fulfilling our duties as Christians, but I believe that it's always good to reevaluate ourselves every now and then. You know, when one becomes a Christian, he or she accepts the responsibilities of carrying out the work that Jesus left behind, to convert the lost and to teach them the duties of being a follower of Jesus. You know, in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, we are reminded of the work that we are supposed to do. Jesus says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Amen. So, as you listen to the lesson tonight, I want each of us to critique ourselves and see if we measure up to the question, "Am I a doer of the word or a hearer only?" You know, in the scriptures, James gives us some vital information on how we can evaluate ourselves pertaining to God's word. In verse 22, he says, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves." You know, too often, we deceive ourselves, don't we? Yes, we do. We deceive ourselves. How many of us in here that have high blood pressure? Tell yourself, oh, it's okay if I just use a little salt. A little salt. Or it's okay if I eat just a little piece or slice of that country ham. Knowing you shouldn't be using no salt or eating any country ham, Brother Z. Deceiving our own selves. How many of us think that we are still young enough to do things we did 10 or 20 years ago? Brother Thompson? But when the truth is revealed, after an hour or two, we got to sit down because we either pull something or we realize that we don't have the energy or the condition that we used to have. Deceiving our own selves. You know, that's how it is in the church sometimes. We deceive ourselves by thinking that as long as I come to morning worship, come to Bible class every now and then, that everything will just be all right. But brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, that doesn't depict a doer of God's word. A doer is one that understands that God deserves more than just the minimum requirements. A doer is one that understands that God's work also goes on outside the perimeter of Sunday worship. A doer is one that understands that he or she must sacrifice for others because Christ made the ultimate sacrifice for them. Church, we got to get rid of this notion or this false notion of how one gets to heaven. Yes? The blood of Christ has been paid for our salvation. But we have to do our part to receive that salvation. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. I said we got to do our part to receive that eternal salvation. The question may be asked, how do I do my part, Brother Davis? And the answer is very simple. Do all the will of God. Which are you? A doer of the word or a hearer only? In verses 23 and 24, James describes how one that hears God's word but does it not. He says, for if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. You know, the one that James describes here is a hearer of the word. That's good. But he's not a doer. That's bad. You know, James used the analogy that a person looks in the mirror. He's looking in the mirror, but he can't find nothing wrong with his or her appearance. Sometimes we do the same thing when it comes to God's word. You know, when we look into the perfect law of liberty, we look through the Bible and we deceive ourselves by saying that we can find nothing wrong with ourselves. But I need to tell you, we all can find something wrong, amen, when we examine ourselves with the perfect law of liberty. And if you still can't find nothing wrong with you, maybe you're looking in the wrong section. And I like to ask and give you a suggestion that why don't you look in Revelations chapter 21 and verse 8, where it talks about lies, amen. You know, if you say you can't find nothing wrong with you, you're not doing nothing but lying to yourself. Because according to Romans chapter 3 and the verse 23, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." So let us not be like the one that James describes here. By hearing God's word every Sunday, but not implementing his principles. Going home, looking in the mirror, and seeing nothing wrong with ourselves. Which are you? Are you a doer of the word or a hearer only? In verse 25, we find that James reassures us that if we are not only hearers, but doers of God's word, we will be blessed in our deeds. He says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man should be blessed in his deeds." How many of you can testify that when doing God's work, somehow blessings tend to come your way? You know, we receive blessing in many ways and many forms, physical as well as spiritual. Sometimes, when we are down and out, or even stressed out, doing good for others can sometimes give us a boost, can it? Seeing a smiling face, or hearing kind or encouraging words from others, can bless us sometimes. If we do for others, God can do for us. God has a way of taking care and blessing his own. We just have to stay faithful and keep carrying out the work that was left for us to do. We got to stay focused on the task at hand, which is sharing the gospel and converting the lost. We got to stay focused on edifying and building up ourselves, the church. And we got to stay focused on getting to heaven and bringing as many as we can with us. We can't afford to be hearers only, because it's too much work that needs to be done. Which are you? A doer of the word or a hearer only? Now, if you've been listening and evaluating yourselves on our lesson tonight, and found that you've been doing more hearing than doing, I'd like to suggest that you make a commitment tonight that you're going to do better. Also, if you are in the audience and you discovered that you do not have the right relationship with God as you should, or as you need to have, why not make it right tonight? By understanding that God gave his only begotten son, Jesus, because he loved us so. Amen. Jesus gave his life for a ransom for us, because he loved us also. But the question tonight is, are you willing to give up your worldly life to be a doer of God's word? And if so, there are some prerequisites for your decision. The first one is that you must hear about Jesus. Hear the good news. What is the good news? The good news is that Jesus, when he was in heaven, he felt sorry enough for us to come down here to die on the cross for our behalf. He didn't have nothing wrong with him. He could have just stayed up there. But he decided to come down because of us, his creation. Die on the cross, crucified, to be buried in a borrowed tomb, and to be raised on the third day for our justification. That's the good news. The second thing that you must do is believe that. I believe that good news. Believe that he is the Son of the living God. John 3:16 tells us, we all know it, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. You got to believe. You heard it. You believe it. You got to repent. Repent, that's where sometimes the rubber meets the road. A lot of us not willing to change our lifestyles, not willing to change, giving up. Sometimes you might give up a spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, because they are holding you back from worshiping your Lord and Savior. You got to repent. You got to change your ways for the better. Why must I change my ways, Brother Davis? Because according to Luke chapter 13 and the verses 3, the Bible tells us, no, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. The fourth thing that you must do is confess. You heard it. You believe it. You say you're willing to repent. Are you willing to stand up before this crowd and confess that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? Romans chapter 10 and the verses 10. It tells us, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The last process, the last step of this process, is that you gotta be willing to go down in the watery grave of baptism. You gotta be baptized. It's part of the requirement. It's not optional. It's a requirement. You got to be baptized. Why must I be baptized? Because Jesus said so. You know, we always use the example, Acts chapter 2 and the verses 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Those are the steps that one must take in order to be saved. If you are interested in becoming a child of God, we're going to encourage you to do so when the invitation song is extended. But also, if you are already a child of God, but when looking into the perfect law of liberty, you found that you are not measuring up to doer status. We're going to ask that you rededicate your life tonight. Well, sometimes we just need prayers, need some help, prayers from the saints. So if you find yourself in either of these categories, we're going to ask that you come as together we stand to sing the Lord's invitation song.
Come to Jesus, he will save you, though your sins as crimson glow. If you give your heart to Jesus, he will make his white as snow.
Come to Jesus, dying sinner, better Savior there is none. He will share with you his glory when the pilgrimage is done.
Come today. Amen. Once again, I just want to thank you for your patience, your attention. And I just want to leave us with this. You know, in order to be true followers of God, we must be doers of his word and not hearers only. I turn the services back over to the hand of the brother.
Let's thank Brother Davis for that wonderful, uplifted message.